Well, I'm with Mark Menendez, and I guess, Mark, first thing is, how's the health? You know, after the last couple of years of up and down the roller coaster, you got to be feeling a little bit better.
Well, I am, Terry. I'm still not getting a lot of sleep at home. I have a one-year-old and a two-year-old, so that's kind of kept me a little bit sleep-deprived, but I'm getting stronger every day. My fishing is getting better. This season at the Elite Series was a long, drawn-out season, and I really wasn't physically prepared for that. So I'm doing the things that I need to, diet, exercise. I'm actually going to be hiring a physical trainer in November to get me back on track, to work with someone that gets me back on track.
Well, you know, it can be such a debilitating disease, you know, when you have that type of thing where it sets you back and you're not for sure you're even going to get over it. You don't know if that's a possibility or not. Then when you do, you got to start thinking, okay, now I got to get my strength back and I got to build that stamina, I would think.
Well, that's true, and it's been, you know, almost 2 years now even, and I probably didn't practice a third day in 7 or 8 of the events this year. I just still had to budget my energy. But it's made me make better fishing decisions, so I haven't looked at it as a negative. I've looked at it as a positive.
Well, you know, Mark, you look at your career, you know, you started out, I remember you from the BFL days, you and I got to fish a little bit there and got to become friends, but you stepped up right away, got involved, had, you know, big fish, was on the record book for that, you know, had a great career, and then also we did some ESPN work, so you've got kind of a well-versed program right now.
It's been a really nice voyage to be lucky to get some of those breaks early in my career, breaking the all-time record and winning an event right after that, and then classics and other great finishes. I've just been really, really fortunate. The one thing that the illness did for me, Terry, is make me realize how lucky I am. I get to get up every morning, climb into my Skeeter Bass Boat, which is my office, and go fishing for a living. So it's taken a lot of that pressure that I was self-imposing on myself. You know, I've got to go catch 15 pounds a day. I've got to go get them today. You know, if I don't catch them, the sun's going to come up, Barkley's still going to love me, and my two beautiful children and wife are going to love me too. So that's what's most important.
Well, you know, the supportive family, you know, you talk about that, but it's really more than just your immediate family, you know, your wife and your kids and that kind of stuff. It's your sponsors, it's Strike King, it's Skeeter, it's all those sponsors you have lined up. Without that support mechanism, it'd be pretty hard to make a living doing this.
It certainly is. I'll be honest, Terry, without them, I couldn't do it. The fishing part alone is such a gamble. I don't want to take that risk just to be fish tournaments alone. So I looked at it as a diversification, just like you would in your investment accounts. If you diversify, if the market goes up or down, it doesn't hurt you or help you too much. You know, it's just a steady climb of positive things. So sponsorship and the people that I've aligned myself with are the people that like to have fun in the business. We work hard, and it's just such an honest line of communication amongst most of the folks that I work with.
Well, you know, it's not just about the fishing, and I think that's important. You know, a lot of people have made a good living in this sport without really catching much. You know, it's either go out, you do promotion, you work for the dealership, or, you know, you work for the company, you do those kind of things. And I know you guys, time-wise, you're fishing 11 events a year now, but you got to, in between times, go to boat shows and do those kind of things, special appearances.
Absolutely, and a couple years ago, you know, 5-6 years ago, I was on the road fishing tournaments and doing promotions up to 330 days a year. 1999, I did 330. Year of 2000, I did 300. I'm not able to do that just because of family obligations now. But it's allowed me to build a platform and work for companies that say, hey, you know, Menendez will go out there and do that promotion and be at that dealership or MC that tournament or work that boat show. And that's very important. We as professional anglers are looked up to by the fishing public, and we've got an innate responsibility to be humble and to educate those people on the stuff that we like to use and the stuff that we think is the best in the business.
Well, I got to tell you, I think that sometimes that's missed. I think you look at, you know, somebody who you maybe has a personality that's abrasive or whatever, they don't recognize that there may be somebody standing in the corner watching them, and you're talking about that responsibility that you don't even recognize sometimes. I think you have to carry yourself that way all the time.
The eyes are always on you. They are always on you. And there's just no room in our business when we're on television to have any bleep bleeps, anything cut out. It's an emotional thing. If you lose a big fish, yeah, you may blurt something out that you that you don't want to do. I remember Hackney did that on television, but he came right back and he apologized. He said, excuse me for my mouth. I just got overexcited. And he did. He's passionate about what he does, but that's he's got manners too. And I think we are all in the public eye, and we are all someone's hero, believe it or not. It's hard for me to take that and say, you know, people look up to me for that. But we do have that responsibility to be decent people and set a prime example.
I always kind of kid around with the pros I know. I say, you know, it's not that everybody's wholesome. It's just they can keep a secret better than anybody can. Fishermen, you know, they have a tendency to be able to keep that secret. Maybe that's the key.
Absolutely, it is. And fishing is the vehicle that allows me to do all these other things. And I'm one of the few guys in the business that I love to go do the promotions. I love to meet the people. I love to talk hand in hand. And it helps me in promoting my products and maybe swaying someone to buy that Skeeter boat or buy that Fluger rod and reel. That's what I like to do, but I like to be around the people, and it makes it good for me.
Well, you know, you talk about boat company, and that's kind of the center of what an angler has, that boat and motor company, and you've lit with Skeeter boats, Yamaha outboards, and you think about that, you know, one of the things that a boat company has to do is look at the future. You know, our sport's getting older instead of younger, and we really have to look at these young people now, and I know Skeeter is looking into the future a little bit with their state team programs all the way up to the national pros like you, the factory pros. They're always looking to try to fill those slots, and I think that's important for people to know. Is it's, you know, it can be a young person, or it can be a lady, or it can be a pro like you.
Well, that's really important, and I think it within Skeeter's business plan, they're looking for a specific type of person. They're looking for someone that has an even keel about them. They know they're not going to be erratic in their behavior. They want someone who is consistent on how he treats people or how she treats people. They're looking for people that can promote their product and be well spoken about it, be very true about it, not embellish the truth, tell it like it is. And yes, they have a fine line. You know, I'm getting older every day, as you mentioned, we all are, but they have got a tremendous group that's coming up through the ranks, starting with dealer supported people, and then the Skeeter State team, and moving on up to levels of the Everstarts and the Bassmaster Open tournaments, and then on to the national staff. But they are very, very, very strong in who they're picking and how they're bringing these folks through the ranks to do that job.
Well, I kid Denny Brower all the time. You know, you guys got to do this ESPN gig, but it's only because you weren't fishing well that year. You know, and Denny always says, it's the second best job, but you know, you learn a lot in that. You know, people, you get your face out there and stuff like that, so then when you have that good year, people know about you and know what you do and some of those kind of things. Reflect a little bit on your ESPN experience.
Well, it was absolutely more than I ever expected. It takes me away that I sat on national television for, you know, 25 hours in the 2 years, and most of that was live coverage. Now, working with Tommy Sanders, that's like working with your brother. He is so good, and he will help you and lead you to the statement that you need to make about whatever the topic is. The folks at ESPN were great. The producers were great. It was such a learning experience for me, and I've had so many people compliment me on what I was able to accomplish there. Yeah, it's the second best job. You want to be fishing the tournament, but it was just a new venture and something I hope I get to do again.
Well, now you get to reflect a little bit. You've got a little bit of time off, you know, as you look through the fall here and you start getting ready for the elite season. But a lot of changes. You know, Bass has announced a new format with the Opens. They've announced, you know, how they're going to break down and get to a smaller field when they get the elites really going, which everybody, I think, kind of knew. But you really look at it, this sport is really kind of getting where we thought it would, maybe even 10, 15 years ago. We never did really, you know, you couldn't reflect back and say, okay, this is where it'll be. But it's really starting to be that pro trail everybody wanted.
Well, it really is. You know, the economic side of it, it's a little more expensive to play the game now, but the rewards are getting better. I think we're going to be able to crown personalities and crown individuals within that smaller group, where a field of 200 guys, you know, you may have known Mark Menendez was from Paducah, Kentucky, but that's about all you may have known. But now it's time that when you're amongst the cream of the cream on the Elite Series, you have a great tournament. Everybody recognizes your skills now, and I think it's really going to get pointed to where just a few guys are going to receive a lot of exposure value and make them more valuable for the people they work for.
Well, I guess one final thing, you know, when you look at the way tournaments are run now, you know, it's kind of fleeting. I mean, you win an event, and a week later you're fishing somewhere else, so you don't really have a lot of time. And TV's kind of a fleeting mechanism. So, you know, you're looking at it. I can remember the old bass days when they started. You'd carry a win for, you know, a couple of months. And now it's like, you know, a week later it's gone. So you really got to take advantage of that time when you get it.
Well, you certainly do. There's another derby next week. We're on the road so much, and we have so many events that it has kind of watered down that instant credibility you get with a win. But a win's a win, Terry. And amongst this crowd, it's hard to get those. So when you do win one, you can stand up straight and say, they'll probably get me next week, but I'll be back on their heels.
Well, Mark, thanks for being with us at Bass Fan Radio.
Thank you, Terry.
I'm Terry Brown. This has been Bass Fan Radio.